Hello to Friday, and hello everyone listening to this episode. Welcome to Unmuted Generations. I'm Ryan Mew, and you're tuning into the podcast centered around expanding horizons one day at a time. Have you ever wondered why people are workaholics? Why the grind, or the hustle, or whatever it's called nowadays is such a popular thing in our society? And why eat, sleep, do something, and repeat is a mantra that some people live by and it's painted on shirts all over Las Vegas? Being a workaholic doesn't mean you're more motivated than everyone else. In fact, there could be negative consequences to overworking, including lack of sleep, a lack of emphasis on physical health, and straight up impairing mental health. Let's define the term workaholic. A workaholic isn't somebody who works long hours, or it's not somebody who is extremely motivated and has 12 different side hustles and is working 80-hour weeks, but they're happy with it. A workaholic is somebody who has the uncontrollable, compulsive need to work. It differs from working long hours. It actually originates from alcoholism because the person works at the cost of their sleep and basic social functions. I also want to make one thing very, very clear when it comes to workaholics and the amount of hours they put in. Being a workaholic doesn't mean you're better than someone else. It simply means your priorities lie with your work. Whereas other individuals may focus their priorities within their family, their friends, maybe even a hobby or something that they're passionate about. Whatever you happen to prioritize is going to be your prized, longest commitment, no matter what. So it makes sense that workaholics will naturally overwork as a consequence. However, according to Melissa Clark, there is a taxonomy or a science behind overworking. Four different reasons, in fact. And the first stems from motivation. Workaholics are different from people who are highly engaged in their jobs. They don't always enjoy their work. They feel compelled to work because of internal pressures, that voice in their head or that tick that tells them, hey, you should be working right now and not laying in bed or watching that movie. If you don't have anything going on, start something up. I once interviewed a podcast guest who said, we only have one life, let's make every second count, and that's why he works as hard as he does. And although I do agree with this in a figurative sense, anyone who takes this statement too literally may be living an unbalanced, unhealthy lifestyle, because there's simply other things you have to acknowledge when it comes to life, whether that's your own mental health, whether it's your physical health and going to the gym, or straining out your relationships with your family, friends, significant other. You have to have motivation in all areas of life, not just work. The second reason is a cognitive issue. Workaholics have persistent thoughts about work when they're not working, and they find it difficult to turn off that switch, to mentally disengage from work. It's really similar to a form of addiction in the scheme of things. Workaholism is actually a real mental issue that has been highlighted over the past few years. The person achieves a dopamine high from working and putting in the extra hours at the expense of everything else going on in their lives. And symptoms include things like putting in long hours at the office, even when not needed, losing sleep to engage in work projects or finish tasks, being obsessed with work-related success, having an intense fear of failure at work, and specifically using work as a means to avoid issues at home or family issues or relationship issues. If you feel like you're working too much, and it's because of this reason, I would highly suggest you reach out to a mental health provider and possibly talking with them and maybe sorting out the issues in that sense, because I'm not a psychologist by any means, and I'm simply just pointing out the symptoms. The third reason is emotional, and this is my personal hubris. Workaholics could experience all sorts of negative emotions like anxiety, guilt, even jealousy when they aren't working. A personal example is when I check out LinkedIn, and I was having a coffee chat with two people the other day. And we were all laughing because there's so many people doing so many great things over the LinkedIn platform, whether it's starting an organization, releasing a new product, that sometimes we don't feel like we're doing enough. And those could lead to plenty of negative emotions that you may feel. You may not feel like you're making as big of an impact in the world as you should. And I always have to remind myself of this, that things could wait. My health and my happiness are my priority, and they're way more important, as selfish as it sounds, than anything I could possibly do for others. Because at the end of the day, I can't give somebody 100% if my health and my happiness are simply deteriorating. If you feel like you're experiencing negative emotions from not working hard enough, I would highly advise you to look back at everything you've accomplished and tell yourself you are doing enough. Last but not least, and probably the most interesting, is the behavioral aspect of workaholism. Did you know that 31% of Americans generally work weekends? We have longer work weeks and more night shifts than most European industrialized countries. However, more hours doesn't necessarily mean more money and more success. It's a real thing called conventional labor supply theory, that the more people work, the more money they have the potential to make, unless you're a salaried worker. However, you'll have less time and leisure to do the things you want to do. I think to sum this up, I love this quote from our former president Ronald Reagan. Although it's true that hard work never killed anybody, why take the chance? The quote is still relevant today. It may be even more relevant than when it was said in the past. And we know now that there are many misconceptions to the term of being a workaholic, and the amount of hours worked are not synonymous with higher levels of happiness or fulfillment. And this is probably due to all sorts of motivation, cognitive, emotional, and behavioral issues or reasons that could possibly be addressed. What's the takeaway from this? I know that over the course of the next 2 weeks, plenty of people are taking time off to spend with their family, maybe take a mini COVID vacation or staycation, and companies are even sponsoring time off. This holiday season, my hope is that whoever is listening to this takes the extra time to take a break instead of turning on their work computer, taking an extra shift, and trying to get ahead. Thanks for tuning in to Unmuted Generations. I hope this episode resonated with all the people who feel like they may be workaholics out there. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating or review. I really appreciate the support as always, and I'll see you guys later.